even the politicians themselves, cannot even engage with the people at the grassroots and community level and all of that. The disconnection is almost irreparable.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, when we begin to speak about leadership, we do know what leadership is. Leadership is empathy.
Yeah.
Leadership is connection.
Yeah.
Connecting, engaging with the people. Leadership is empathy. Leadership is resource oriented.
Yeah.
Leadership is exemplary.
Yeah.
So when we say that we have leaders, I don't know what to say.
No. What I mean by that, you see, like me, for instance, I'm not saying political leaders per se.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, community within our communities, even within our families.
For example, the reason I write,
right?
The reason I post every day,
right?
Okay, and that website you see is a new website. I've over 100 posts on it, and I started posting in February.
There you go.
Okay. And the website I had before was over 4 years. I had more than the number of articles, and the articles you have on this one now,
right,
okay, were developed raw. So I write daily.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason is for people to be able to take time, read. I share on my WhatsApp status. I share on my Facebook page. I share on the website. I share. I share continuously. So that, and on my own. If you don't want to know how much time I spend privately talking with young people on the go.
Yeah.
Privately.
Okay.
So it may not just be people that others know. Like we may not be broadcasting like we're doing now.
Yeah.
If you share this now,
yeah,
when you record and you share it now, you'll be amazed at how many views you will have.
Yeah.
But if it's a musical video or some kind of, you know, funny BB Ninja or whatever video, you'll be amazed at the followership
you're going to have. I think you're leaning towards orientation being wrong now.
You understand? So, and the homestead does not know any better.
Yeah, I agree. I totally see where you're coming from. And you see, we've gone full circle now. Like I said, we needed to identify what mentoring is and then, you know, why it's important, why people should be mentored. And then we,
for example, a little, for example, you know, I am ready always to share.
Yeah.
Always.
Which is the leadership?
Ready. Yes. The only time I'm not online is when I'm asleep.
Right. There you go.
Okay. So, but the moment I awake, I respond to all my messages. I don't know for how long anybody has been waiting.
Yeah.
So, like I said, if you don't thirst, if you don't hunger, if you don't seek it, less value is going to add to you.
So, in essence, we are saying we do have leaders, but, you know, they are not just, they don't know, they don't even know what it is they need to do, basically.
Yeah.
And that is reflected in our society. If you look at our so-called political leaders, right? A lot of them just have walk and talk. But when it comes to the real leadership attributes, you know, the empathy, you know, the drive to lead, the passion and all that, the purpose, it seems to be missing. Okay.
It is missing.
I agree it's missing, Joseph. If we look at the structure now, right, attitude plays a lot in this thing, right? The attitude of someone willing to learn can push you towards leadership. The attitude of leaders willing to lead can push them into a high level of empathy and obviously heighten their prowess in whatever it is they do. Now, that thin attitude, I know for a fact that is one of the most underestimated words in the whole history.
You say now.
You know? But from your point of view, you're in Nigeria, do you think collectively we might need to start speaking more or talking more or hosting events more to help align with the right attitude of leadership by mentoring?
There has to be what you call in marketing a TOMA, top of the mind awareness.
Yeah, it's good.
So sometimes people are not, if you're walking on the road now in Lagos, you just, or even if you're driving on the road, you can hear music blaring.
Right.
From some roadside, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're not listening. You're not intentionally listening. But you get home at night, you're trying to unwind. That thing begins to play inside of you.
Yeah.
That's the memory.
Right.
The people need to realize what they have within them. Their mental faculties.
Yeah.
Your reasoning.
Right.
Your perception.
Right.
Your intuition.
Yeah.
Your memory, your imagination, your will.
Right.
Okay. The people need to realize their consciousness.
Yep.
Their physical consciousness.
Yep.
What they take in. Now people tell you about your thoughts leading to your words leading to action, your action leading to habits, your habits leading to character, and then defining you. But before your thoughts, what influences your thinking?
Right.
It's the information you take in.
That's right.
This is where it starts from.
It starts from what goes in.
Yeah, it starts from what goes in. Now, if you look at the people, what out of 100%, almost 90% would react the same to an issue the same way.
Yeah.
Usually negatively.
Yeah.
Because something, the mindset is unhealthy.
It could be a character flaw as well, but yes, you're right.
You understand. Now character is not a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Character is victory.
It is.
It's victory.
Is
victory over the weakness.
Yes.
The victory over the things, the issues that society throws at you. The people don't want processes anymore. They just want protein. Mm-hmm. And if you don't go through the rigors of processes with tenacity and consistency, learning the ropes, even when you get the proceed, which they look at as money, you can't manage it. Because you lack the character, you didn't build the character through the process. So the mindset is wrong.
It's wrong.
The way the people, the majority are educated.
Yeah.
From homestead, at the school, where are the teachers? Where are the parents? Now this is one thing. The children don't do what we say. They do what they see us do.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
So they sing our song, they dance our dance, they act our actions. This is what they do. They take these things in unconsciously at the point where they should be able to reject. This is at the conscious mind level. They're not able to reject. When it gets to the subconscious, it just throws up a lot of people and they reject it. Unless you deliberately engage in a shift of the paradigm. Which means that, for example, this is a computer, you want to install a new program.
Right.
And a certain program within that system is telling you that you cannot install because it's blocking it. Either bypass or uninstall that program before you can install a fresh one.
I guess that is that you're talking about. That is what is
needed
to engage.
So for the programs that are running within the mind of that person, within the subconscious mind, are unhealthy. His thinking is wrong.
Right.
The information he feeds himself with is wrong. So if he can't think right, he can't act right, then he can't come out right. So it has to go back to the source, the conscious mind. That's what faculty is.
You're right.
You can't think outside what it takes in.
Well, if you look at character flaws, you know, obviously that stems from having the wrong attitude. You know, going again to leadership, there's an alignment that we think is probably not exhibited or showcased enough. I'm speaking to you now for the first time. I've been excited to speak to you because I've read a few of the things you've written, even on the platform here. And I remember saying to our friend that, hey, look, okay, if Joseph is the individual that I assume he is, before I speak with him, I'm more or less going to know exactly certain keywords that he would use. And obviously you've used those keywords like tenacity.
Fantastic.
You know, and especially when you look at mentoring and leadership, those are things that I think our society, or rather our environment back home, they don't highlight enough. To which today I was just reading a piece, found out that Elon Musk started coding at 12, Bill Gates started coding at 10, and the guy
can go over and over and over again.
10 years old. But if you look at our own kids, we don't give them those leadership empowering attributes to thrive from a vocational point of view. You know, so we want to push them into having the right attitude of being a lawyer at 12 years old, which is obviously wrong, because the guy might want to do something else. So look at that alignment and say, okay, as leaders in our own sphere, how do we start aligning to ensure that this narrative or this paradigm begins to shift, not just by sharing which we're doing, but how do that leadership alignment as a collective
from every day
in Nigeria?
Every day I engage young people. Personally, I have a plan. Something I want to do from, I have content, I have almost inexhaustible content on all of these subjects.
Audio and video or both?
No, written.
Written, awesome, okay.
Yes, I have almost more than 30 courses on different areas in mentorship, okay? Now, one thing that I do, oftentimes you find young people who tell you they're looking for jobs.
Right.
And I laugh, and I say that, well, it's not wrong asking for this, but one of the questions I ask is, what exactly is it that you want to do?
Yeah.
Some tell you anything. I say, you can't do anything. You have to know, you probably have an order. It comes in order of preference. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3 things, what you want to do. I just finished mentorship. Graduating from transiting from someone to you now, right. Before I came online, and I asked him to write, just do a piece of writing for me. Your 5 next moves. I said, your 5 next big moves. He said, I said, you have to do it. He said, can I do write on something else? I said, no. This very one is one you have to engage with. So he said, he can't think of any 5. He can only think of 3. I said, okay, do those 3. And go into yourself and do an outline. Engage your own mind. Engage your consciousness.
Yeah.
Look at those things and in those areas that you are passionate about. So I told him, I said, have you tried to set a goal before? If you have tried to set a goal before, you know that setting the goal, the right goals, means you have to go inside of you. It's beyond just having desires. I want to have this, I want to have that. You have to engage with yourself, then you have to document.
Yeah.
This is the education that we don't have in our space.
You're 100% correct. I mean, this
we don't have this. We don't have these engagements with the young people.
You're right.
This we just want to send them to school, just go to school, and then come out of school and do what? I tell young people, nobody got me a job.
Right.
Nobody ever got me a job. I just knew what I wanted to do because I self-engaged from when I was little. I knew I was going to play in the education, learning, development sector of life. And I knew that I needed to do something a little bit different from what is the norm.
Yeah.
You understand? How can you teach someone something contrary to what is in them?
A man's
gift is what makes way for him, not his certificate.
No.
This person doesn't even know who he is. You sent him to school to read medicine. Okay, he's graduated from reading medicine. What next? He doesn't know what to do.